Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
For River Ash, she was last seen alive at a public phone box 25 years after her disappearance. The case of missing 21-year-old Jojo Dollard has been upgraded to a murder inquiry. On the News at One, her sister Kathleen Bergen made an emotional appeal to anyone with information.
After 25 years, we know somebody somewhere has information, our suspicions, and felt unable to come forward up until now. And no matter how small that piece of information is, it could be just the missing link we're looking for. Please believe us. You will not be judged. We understand there must have been great fear holding you back. In the time that has passed, we hope your circumstances have changed, and we are praying for you to find the courage now to come forward.
For more on this, I'm joined by Primetime security correspondent and author of Missing Ireland's Disappeared, Barry Cummins. Barry, remind us of the facts of this case.
Well, Cormac, it's back Thursday, the 9th of November, 1995. Jojo Dollard, 21 years old, as you say. She's trying to get home to Callan in County Kilkenny. She's actually gone up to Dublin that day to tie up loose ends. She'd lived in Dublin for 2 years, but she was back home in Callan. She had work down in Callan. And she was back up in Dublin to get her last dole payment and did some socialising with friends as well. So she'd been in Harold's Cross, went into Brussels pub just off Grafton Street, had a few drinks, and then headed down to Bussorris to get the bus from Dublin down to Callan. She missed that bus, and that set in train a series of events which led to Moon in County Kildare. She got a bus from Dublin to Naas. She then got two lifts. She was hitchhiking then. She got a lift from Naas to Kilcullen and then a second lift from Kilcullen to Moon. And she then went into a phone box. And remember, this is 1995, mm-hmm. long before mobile phones were so prevalent as they are today. So Jojo got to the phone box, went in there. She rang a friend, Mary Cullinan, down in County Kilkenny, to tell Mary what was going on, that she was trying to get home. And at that stage, she was saying, well, I mightn't make it back to Callan, but she was only 10 miles from Carlow at that stage. She had a friend in Carlow. She was thinking maybe she'd get a lift that far. So she's in the phone box talking to Mary for about 3 minutes. All the while, she's looking out. Perhaps we can imagine she had her thumb out at that stage looking for another lift. And at one stage, she says, hang on. She drops the phone and then comes back a few seconds later. And the last words that Jojo says to her friend Mary on the phone, I have a lift, see you, Mary.
Okay.
And that's the last trace of Jojo Dollard.
Now, the thing about this, Barry, is that there's no new evidence, I believe, in the case. So why is it being upgraded to a murder inquiry now, or a murder investigation?
Well, you're right, Cormac. There's no silver bullet in terms of the investigation. There's no prime suspect. But what Gardaí have done is they've gone back over the entire investigation. They pulled it apart and put it back together again. And out of all that, they believe there are certain leads, certain pieces of potential evidence in the case. They're going to go back over and re-interview everybody they know who was in and around Moon or that part of South County Kildare back in 1995. And to get to that point, they have now formally, officially declared it a murder investigation. Now, I and many other people have been calling it a murder investigation for a long time because it would seem common sense that that is sadly what happened to Jojo. But Gardaí needed to follow the evidence. They needed to eliminate all the other possibilities. They've carried out all these proof of life inquiries. And they're at a point now where they say that while they don't know where Jojo is, they're following certain lines of inquiry, but all of it means that somebody, they believe somebody who's not yet been identified, mm-hmm. but somebody caused harm to Jojo, whether that was premeditated, whether that was somebody out looking to harm somebody that night, or whether it was a happenstance, a chance encounter, where something escalated and Jojo was killed and her body then hidden. All of that is yet to be found, discovered, but it's now officially a murder investigation, and what that brings with it as well is the weight of a Garda inquiry, and it's as if Jojo was murdered yesterday, and a senior investigating officer is put in place, an incident room set up, and it has all the resources, all the Garda resources, and we hear a lot about that. There's a specific Garda team now investigating this full on, full time. And they have the various powers of arrest and search warrants and everything else that now comes with that, that when it's a missing persons inquiry, the resources can sometimes be limited. When it's now a murder investigation, that it's the full resources are there to properly go after the truth in this.
Well, we hope people will come forward with information if they have that information. Before I let you go, Barry, you've been advised that a member of the Gardaí who was at today's press conference has tested positive for COVID-19. Is that right?
That's correct, Cormac. Yeah, I got a call this afternoon along with other journalists who would have been at this press conference today to say that a Garda had received a result for a COVID-19 test and that test was positive. My own understanding, based on what I was doing there, I'm considered a casual contact because I was wearing my face mask, maintaining social distancing, as other journalists would have been at this event as well. But that is correct, that a Garda did attend the event and has since received a positive COVID-19 test result.
OK, Barry Cummins, thank you very much indeed.